Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description.
Broadcasting live from the inside of a porcelain teacup. Oh, listen to these cavernous walls. Behold the spoon hovering overhead. We are Trash Planet, the podcast that beats ass and eats trash. I am your host, Rabbit Sullivan. My pronouns are he, him, and she, her. With me today are four of Cincinnati's sick, nastiest improvisers. Everybody say hi, and please tell me your vibe today. For instance, my vibe, I really like a big sugar cube falling to earth with the force of a bomb exploding. Just incredible.
Okay. I love that.
Thanks, y'all. You're very supportive.
I'm Maddie, she, they. And, you know, today I'm feeling like $40 that you find on the ground outside of a gas station. And it's like a happy, happy day. You're like, oh, look at that. That just brightened my whole fucking day.
That's a lot of money to find by a gas station, but yeah.
Yeah, you'd never.
One of my castmates found $80 yesterday.
Oh my God. What a good day for them.
I thought it was $20, picked it up, it was a wad.
Karma's doing some crazy shit.
Hi, I'm Nihar, he, him. And my vibe today, I think, is a very long, intact quartz crystal.
Ooh.
You can unpack that yourselves. I don't care.
Is it on a chain?
No.
I've never heard of a crystal being described as long. What do you mean? What do you mean a long crystal?
Well, when you actually draw them out from the earth, you know, they grow in like they grow very directionally. Quartz does. So.
Yeah.
That
crystal, mommy Nihar.
You have a crystal wand.
I am Devin, and today my vibe is the Swiss Alps. Just the general feeling of the cool mountain air, the green plains. Not during the winter when, you know, everyone's skiing, but like...
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Off season.
Yeah.
Meadows and...
Wow, you're like the middle of a Toblerone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what the Swiss Alps feels like. I feel like the Swiss Alps, and the Swiss Alps feel like the center of a Toblerone.
We are not paid by Toblerone.
Hi, I'm Natalie. Chibe. Today my vibe is Chibi-Robo from the hit video game Chibi-Robo.
Wonderful.
Natalie, that's so wonderful. We don't know what that is.
It's a great game. You play, it's like a Wii game where you're like a little robot and you run around cleaning a house, but you're like this big.
It's
much fun.
Oh my God, Natalie, that's really nice, actually.
I love it.
That sounds so cute.
That is beautiful. Wow. So, you can find us on all socials at Hypergallant or our website, hypergallant.com. We would like to give special thanks to The Drin, The Serfs, Crime of Passing, and Perverts Again for their music. We would like to thank A-State, The Game, Which Rules, which we are playing. Now, let us set our sights on the landfill at the end of the universe. Last we left off, y'all were recovering from a long and exhausting mission out in the wastes. You were preparing to go deal with a series of problems that you yourselves have created. We open to Connie waking up in bed, drenched in sweat, mask on. You sleep in a tent. What's your vibe? How's it going? It's early morning.
Well, I do sleep on a roof, so it's never terribly comfortable. But it's been doubly uncomfortable these last few nights since I can't get rid of the nightlight. That is my head. For those who may not remember, I do have a juice burn that causes my top of my head to glow. But I wake up this morning with it no longer glowing and feeling reassured that the care and time I put into getting rid of this thing has paid off. I'm no longer juice burned. And by the way, one of the things that happened off mic, since I maxed out on stress, I'm actually traumatized, and the trauma that Connie is dealing with is vicious.
All right, you feel the threads of the universe closing around you, in a good way, hopefully. It is early morning. What else is everyone up to? What are we doing?
Normally, Lottie would be in her little greenhouse working on her small business, but She is currently in the kitchen scrounging for stuff to eat because her juice burn is not gone. Yeah.
What are you eating?
Spider webs.
Someone has to.
Someone has to.
Halberd comes in and is like, wow, it's really clean in here. Like, when did that happen?
Halberd wanders by sleepily. She's just like, Lottie, God, you always really put in a lot of effort. You're really putting in the extra mile. I mean, it looks really good in here. Thank you, Lottie. I appreciate you. Slap on the back, friendly slap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Set in your mouth. Mm.
The spider webs on Trash Planet are too sticky for Lottie to open her mouth right now.
Halberd goes, woman, a few words. I can appreciate that. Mm. Yeah. You know, like, you just have such a comforting presence. Like, I just really feel like I could say anything to you, you know? Like, and think that, man, I mean, like, I just got a lot to get off my chest. I mean, you got a second?
Mm-hmm.
4 hours later.
Yeah. SpongeBob placard. Yeah, for sure. What is everyone else up to at this moment?
Inla is probably still sleeping or lying in bed just, like, thinking about what happened.
You've still got that necklace that you took off of the corpse of Nestle Giddy.
Yep.
You got it, like, twisted between your knuckles, like, between
your
fingers.
Like, holding it on my chest, looking at the top of my tent, just thinking about the universe.
Man. What's the top of your tent? Like, what is the view from where you're lying?
The tent is, it's been passed down for a minute, so it's all patchworked together with different fabrics that are all, like, crazy patterns. And there's, like, a crude drawing that Inla has done of the Giddy girl that she killed.
Oh, my God. Like, up there.
She's just torturing herself.
No. Ugh. Wow.
Drawing is not her skill, so.
It's fun to have a scary serial killer drawing of the person you killed just kind of on your ceiling.
Listen, I've got trophies already. Inla doesn't know how to normally emote, okay?
She's
trying to process
job.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay. Tank, where are you at this morning?
Tank is looking for every edge that he can get to improve his performance. And he read about stoicism.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So today he is outside in a public area meditating, but he really has no idea what he's doing. He's just kind of like, stoicism. 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 It gets bored really quickly.
This lady walks by and she's like, hey, do you want fried peanuts? They're like 1 coin each.
That's a lot. That's not a lot. I don't know.
It's a banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10?
This nebulous currency system.
It's real tough because, you know, out of game, coin is an abstraction. You know, like, we don't want to be caught up in, like, oh, it's $61, it's $37. You know, so, like, we're just, like, big purchase, little purchase. So, anyway, she is trying to overcharge the fuck out of you. She's like, yeah, 1 coin, fried peanuts. They're really fresh. They're really good. They do smell pretty good. That's.
Ooh. Good source of protein, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She says to you, unconvinced. Yeah.
Can we work out a deal? Usually I do random menial odd jobs for random food that people offer me.
We smash cut to you're eating peanuts, but you're doing an odd job. What are you doing?
I think Tank is, like, just walking a bunch of vertebeasts. He's got one of those belts that you clip it on all the leashes to. And he's just like, he's got the peanuts in one hand and he's like tossing them up and catching them in his mouth.
You drop one and you have like 30 vertebeasts below. Amazing. All right. Well, hey, today is the day. Today is the day we deal with the meat pod. Today is the day we deal with the woman in our locker who we haven't really been paying a lot of attention to. So what we have here is the pre-mission moment. So we're going to identify our approach and our crossing point. So the approach is like, are we going loud? Are we going whatever? Are we going stealth? Crossing point is the moment when we jump to the actual mission. And before we go into the mission, we are going to choose our load. And you have one role where you can info gather or acquire asset. Before we do all this, I want to regale you with a tale of my misspent youth in Boston. When I was cutting through, I was trying to get somewhere, so I was walking through like Blue Line Wonderland area, and there's really expensive department stores there, and I was had to pee, and I was like, oh, this is fine. I'll just like, you know, go use a department store bathroom and then keep walking. I walk into one, and this man in a three-piece suit goes, hey, can I help you? And I say, yeah, I was just going to use the restroom. And he goes, no, you're not. No. And I said, oh, okay, I guess I'm not. And then he just maintained intense eye contact until I turned around and left. So that is what you, like, you guys would know that what you're trying to do today, dealing with a tender mercy, that is your equivalent of going to a department store in Boston.
Fancy department store.
Yes, yeah. I was in, like, jeans and a t-shirt, too. Like, I didn't even look that weird. I was mad. It was great.
That is very rude.
It was wild. Like, I don't know. Like, it was one of those stores where, like, they're selling, like, real Givenchy or whatever, you know? Like, it was, like, the real deal. So, any hoodle. Yeah, so there are rich people who do not want poor people in their nice part of town. So you have kind of the dual missions of you have to get to the Tender Mercy and then you have to negotiate once you're there. Like, you would know that that's what you're in for. So the way Fresco's laid out is the more protected you are by the chips, that's more desirable real estate because that means orbital trash hits you less often and, you know, you're less affected by the weather. Okay. So there's really built up, really expensive stuff in the very, very center of the city. And then everything out of it gets like cheaper and cheaper, like as it radiates out.
Are there distinct rings and like checkpoints through those rings, or is it more of just kind of like it slowly fades?
I think it's not like distinct rings and checkpoints. You know, in game terms, like you know, I knew when I was walking into that department store, you know, like I was like, well, this is a nice place, you know, so, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, yeah. It's like going on King Street in Charlotte. Not Charlotte.
Yeah, yes, a reference we all know.
We all go, ah!
No, sorry. Charleston, in Charleston, South Carolina, right next to the old market. Now it's all these like really fancy stores. It's all like Louis Vuitton and like all this crazy shit that I would never even step into because it's just not my world. And they always like all the people like whip their heads to you when you walk in the door.
It's wild,
it's
right?
Not fun. Yeah. I don't like going there.
We could talk to, you could info gather from Mo Giddy. Like that's a thing you could do. You could info gather from the universe at large. You could acquire asset to try to look rich. You could try to, I don't know. Like, there's different ways you could go about this. What is your plan? You know you need to go to the rich part of town. What's the deal?
All right, guys. I mean, let's just do this fucking thing. I don't know. Why are you guys so nervous?
My big point of contention is, I mean, some people may stare at us, but they're these yuppies. They hardly ever even raise a finger. They'll just faint or something. We need proof that we have the meat pod to show to the Tender Mercy. I think we can just take something off of Mo Giddy, like, because she has, I'm sure she has, like, accessories that that we can reappropriate as like, a token that says that we have her and therefore the pod. As far as getting in, yeah, I think we just go for it. I don't know how much of a struggle this needs to be.
Yeah, I think I agree. I'm not sure that we're going to pull off anything convincing them that we belong up there no matter what we do. So
we don't need to convince them. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, we don't need to convince them that we belong. We just need to get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how would you like to spend, you have one role that it would be wise to use. So this could be info gather, acquire asset, something else.
Yeah. Unless anyone else has any other ideas, I think I'll just probably hang out at a bar with one of the guards, one of the Tender Mercy guards or someone who's posted near the Tender Mercy.
Okay. Yeah. You want to give me some kind of roll here?
Yeah.
And tell me, so this is going to be risky standard, very normal.
I would like it to be a charm, because basically, again, like I'm being super friendly, getting drinks with this guy.
What are you rolling?
Charm or persuade, because I think it's probably charm.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That's a 4.
All right. Okay. So Devin, what's the name of this bar? This is like Middle Chips, like it's like a kind of Tony area, but yeah.
A Tony area?
Tony! We know Tony, right? Like, it's Tony! It's fancy! Shut up!
I've never heard that
before. What is this phrase?
You guys are crazy! I'm normal! Hold on.
Is this some rich Bostonian shit that we don't know about? That us Cincinnatians aren't privy
Jesus
to?
Christ. Yeah, I'm not crazy. This is real. He lives in a Tony neighborhood in L.A. Tony's real. Y'all can go fuck yourselves. That's a real thing. Anyway, it's in a pretty nice area.
Tony's real.
It's called the real Tony.
Tony's Bistro.
Tony's Bistro. Okay. Connie, you are posted up in Tony's Bistro, which is, it was like a nice little spot in the middle chips, which is like kind of high rent for you, kind of low rent if you're rich, you know, but it's like a little coffee shop and they've got like clean, good food here, which is crazy, like just a lot of bakery options. And I don't know, some of them even seem to have real like dairy involved with them, which is crazy, like expensive. Are you buying anything while you're in here or...
See, I don't think I can afford anything, but I think I do. I think I'm sneaky enough to, like, you know, when someone leaves behind half a cup of coffee, I can reappropriate it as my own.
Yeah, okay.
Pretend it's fine.
All right, so you're nursing, like, a hand-thrown mug that is, it's beautiful, it's nice, it's well-made, and you're chatting with a security guard, and this guard says, like, yeah, I don't know, I've been with Contigo for... 2 or 3 years. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, if you're looking for security kind of work, like, you know.
Of course I am. I mean, I'd like to be able to drink more of this coffee. And actually, do you know what it takes to be posted at the Tender Mercy? Or somewhere in the upper chips? Because, you know, not trying to brag, but I am something of a go-getter myself.
Have you drunk your half-drunk cup? Like,
probably.
Yeah. What's it taste like?
Probably tastes like coffee with some kind of, you know, non-dairy creamer. Has a faint smell of cigarette ash because the previous person was probably a smoker.
All right, you're clamping down on some kind of facial expression. You're like, mm-hmm. All right.
That's not the worst thing I've had.
Says, oh, yeah, Tender Mercy. That's crazy, right? I was only there one time. You know, they were, like, short on shifts. Like, normally it's the same guys over and over. But, yeah, I mean, we don't really get inside the building unless you're part of, like, Merrick's, like you really got to be in with Merrick if you want to be inside. But, I mean, I was just in the skimmer tunnels, you know, like, where they get the deliveries in. So, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as exciting as being in the Tender Mercy itself.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who can afford that, right? I mean,
right. Hey, do you get a pay bump when you work in the skimmer tunnels?
Only if it's overnights. And
okay. Yeah. And what, there's just, what, two of you posted down there?
Yeah, it's just the two of us most times.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, it's not just us. Like, we also have the guys from the Skimmer's Trust down there, you know, different checkpoints and shit. It's not bad. It's pretty boring. I mean, people don't try stuff. Do you know there's actually a bunch of fox fingers down there? That's what sucks the most. You would know, fox fingers are a type of creature. Mm-hmm. So you're like, ugh.
Yeah, give me a little bit more about fox fingers.
Yeah, like, so fox on top, tentacles on bottom.
So fox fingers, yeah. That
yeah.
Says...
yeah.
Oh, that sound effect.
Does that help? Yeah.
That like makes me nauseous.
Yeah. Yeah, they're real little, but they're like fast and mm-hmm. sneaky, and like they're pretty common underground. But yeah, they're your classic juice mm-hmm. creature, where you're like, "Why would this exist?" But it does.
Am I wrong in picturing like a land jellyfish?
Yeah, okay. No, that's about right. Okay. Yeah.
Fox fingers. My when I was a kid, I used to shoot at them with BB guns.
Yeah. Do you know sometimes they explode if you hit them in just the right spot?
I know,
spot.
That's what we were doing. Yeah. I never got one to explode myself, but whew, some of my friends, they were real sure shots.
Yeah, yeah, you can handle that iron pretty well. Or wait, you carrying right now?
No, it was a BB gun. And no, I don't have any guns.
I mean, they want you to have your own gun if you're Contigo, you know?
I'm sure I could get one. It seems like a great opportunity, though. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, of course, man. Hey, I'll be rooting for you. Yeah, you come by around, I don't know, come see me up there, whatever.
Okay, so, to be clear, the information I got is that there are usually two people posted in the skimmer tunnels and that the skimmer tunnels seem to be the best way in.
Yeah, the impression you get is there are utility tunnels that stuff is transported to, yeah. Like, so if you were going overland, it would be like, and then I walk down the really big street where everyone can see me, but like tunnels are, you
yeah,
know, tunnels.
Yeah, tunnels are tunnels.
Yeah, okay. You also learned that there are skimmer trust people down there. Like, you would also be aware that in universe, the skimmer's trust controls a lot of like transportation mm-hmm. and what's that called? Just like logistics, like moving things around. So it sounds like they've got people in the tunnels and there's critters. So mm-hmm. a classic trash planet conundrum. That's what you got on your 4. Complication of getting a 4 is that Mark seems to think you're genuinely going to be friends after this. So
you're going to crush him.
Oh, no, Mark.
No.
Listen, we need cohorts, guys. Like, this isn't a loss.
Yeah. So, what is everyone's load level for this little mission? Also, you have a bonus when there's survival gear because of Enla. I believe that's a thing you chose.
Yeah. Relevant corner upgrades for this are, we have 2 free load we can spend on anything that counts as survival gear, regardless of how we load ourselves out. And then also, group actions are crits when we get 6s from multiple people.
That's going to be so awesome when it happens.
Yeah.
There are other upgrades we have, but they're not relevant to during a mission. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful. Connie's going to go with a normal load for this one.
A normal load for a normal man.
Tank's going heavy, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got muscle.
He has to have his to follow his namesake.
What does a heavy load look like on such a scantily clad individual?
That's so true. I was really feeling that when I was drawing you. I was like, there's not a lot of clothes on this guy.
It's just one giant backpack. Like the kid from Ned's Declassified who like carries around the giant backpack.
I love that, yeah. you have to go like, hup, like as you're just walking normally.
I'm going to go normal load.
Okay. And Lottie.
Normal.
Just a lot of normal guys. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where is the entrance to the tunnels? Or are they like an interconnected all sorts of tunnels?
So there's tunnels all over the place.
Okay, great. So we can get to the Tender Mercies tunnels through somewhere in the lower chips or even the food
yes.
court.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wherever. Fantastic. Yeah. So you're not worried about the beginning of this part.
Wonderful.
So the camera is on you guys. You're walking all cool. It's like that cool shot of 4 people and they're walking towards the camera. It's like, yeah, yeah. Early morning, good vibes, heading out into the town. And as you're going, there's a radio nearby. And we hear through crackling static and screaming guitars.
Hello, Trash Planet. It's your boy, Manja Mike, with a little news update. I gotta go quick before this edible hits. Not to worry, I got the whole next hour on autoplay, because, ooh, baby, I'm gonna fall the fuck asleep. All right. Weather. We know there's weather. We know it's hot, but did you know it's real fucking hot? I just got word from Volpertinger out in Mousetown. They say we're looking at a couple of days of extreme UVs, maybe 2 minutes burn time. Get your fucking hats on. Get your fucking gloves on. It's hot, hot, hot. Speaking of hot nights, our local maniac, the birthday boy, partied all night long. Word is he fucked up the trust convoy on their way to Dutch Cross. We got skimmers all busted, shipment delays, and apparently not a scratch on him. Skimmer's trust has increased the bounty to 1,500, so hey, maybe take your shot and it'll be you partying all the way to the bank. And finally, we got 3 confirmed cases of smiling rat out in Eastside Farragut. That ain't quite an outbreak, but we're keeping an eye on it all the same. If you got the means to donate some plasma, head on down to the Peaceworks at St. Selena. I know they'd really appreciate it. All right, y'all, I'm going to leave you with this dirty little number. It's going to be kind of like cool Ohio kind of stuff, you know? All right, this has been Manja Mike. Remember, get strange, get brave, and you get going, baby. Slantcha.
And we cut to, bam, you are in the tunnels. Da-ka-da-da-ka-da-ka. All right, so we're seeing these tunnels, and they're pretty lousy when you're in Bugtown area. Like, some of them you really have to wedge through. Like, your skimmer's pretty large, and there are places where you have to, like, get off the skimmer and then go single file behind it as you, like, wedge on through this little... It's scary. Like, these are all shored up with, like, just big pieces of trash that are poking into the dirt. There's stone on the walls. There's, like, spray paint. Like, there's not a lot of measurements or markings. Like, there are maps and things, but you have not acquired any. I don't think any of you are familiar with this. So unless you wanted to spend load on maps exactly, you are just kind of going. So we're seeing these hand-carved tunnels propped up by junk. Some of these are lit in the dirt sections by, like, patches of phosphorescent fungi. Which are cared for in some places, and in some places they just seem random, and some places are dark as fuck. There's lights on your skimmer, so that's okay, but this is the vibe. Like, the vibe is very, like, close-packed, dry earth, just scuffling into stuff, uneven ground. And so, we are rolling forward.
Can Lottie steal some of those mushrooms?
Wow, yes.
Of course she'd want to do that.
We stop and scrape some off the walls.
Where do you have them?
I probably just added like crumbly bits of broken up mushroom, whatever they look like coming out of the wall, and just like in one of my like overall pouches or something like that.
Amazing. Okay.
It might be slightly glowing through the fabric.
Nice, nice. All right. And so as you're coming into Midtown, like Middle Chips area, the tunnels widen up, they're shored up by concrete, they seem a little bit more cared for. And this is when you're gonna start seeing, like, I'm skipping over, oh yeah, let's engagement roll. Somebody, not Natalie, give me the engagement roll. And give me any bonuses or negatives that you can argue for.
Bonus, we have Mo Giddy.
Yeah, okay, so two dice at current. Anything else you can make an argument for?
I have Know Your Way, so in visiting new locations, I get a plus 1D and 1D resist on any consequences of involving breach of etiquette.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, so I'll take three dice on that. This is a new place to you, but you're good in new places. But I'm also going to give you a negative because none of you have ever been here before and you don't know anything about this. So we're down to two dice. All right.
That is a six.
Holy shit.
The other one was a one.
Oh, another incredible roll. All right. So on a six, what does it look like as you guys perfectly navigate right towards the inner chips? You do know which way you're going. You are going the right way. How do you know that? Who does that?
I would like to say that Connie, as a scholar of the weave and of the position of everything, there are real people who are like this, where you just know the cardinal directions no matter where you are.
Ooh.
And I'm sure Connie is one of those people.
Those people fascinate me. I don't understand. Do they have, like, magnets in there? Like,
that's
are they,
so like, cool.
With
yeah.
the universe and magnets?
This may come back later when we need to navigate, and I might have just, like, overpowered myself, but for the moment, I think this works.
No, I'll take it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what does it look like when you are directing your team?
I think since we are on the skimmer, every time there's a fork in the road or, you know, an intersection or something, I'm immediately just able to go, we're going right here. We're going left. Take the upper portion of this interchange.
Oh, man. Okay.
And Tank's just on the back doing like the bike turn signals.
That's beautiful.
We can make that jump at this speed.
Very placid look, very calm, no problem. So it is honestly so smooth that you get all the way up into, like, the tunnels open up. Like, these nice tunnels, they had been maybe 6 foot, and they're, like, round. They're perfectly round, concrete, shored up, well-made. Fun fact, I used to work with a guy who worked in the tunnels in Atlanta, I think, and he said you could take a scooter down there and just sort of, like, whoo, like all the way around, which, why? Yeah, I'm sure he was bullshitting me, but boy, doesn't that sound fun.
It was fun.
So anyway, the tunnels open up. They go from a 6 foot round thing into big old clearing with a lot of directions. So you see these tunnels snaking off different ways. You also see a checkpoint. You see, like, looks like a couple of guys, looks like skimmers people. Like, there's a big icon on the wall. It's like a bird logo. So somebody kind of waves at you from across the way. You would anticipate this is a big interchange for the Skimmers Trust. And Connie, you know which direction to go. You know, like, okay, that's the, you know, direction. Now it's just dealing with it. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think right now is a great time to use a flashback.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So when we were talking with Mo Giddy, she had, like, obviously a way for us to get in that she wasn't, she was withholding until we could release her. So I would like to flashback to that moment where we're negotiating her, like, payment, I guess, for a lack of better terms. She reveals that she has, like, a skimmer's pass to get us past these checkpoints and to up to where the Tender Mercy is.
That's dope. Okay, let's play that out. So where are you talking to Mo? Like, what does it look like?
Okay, so we get into the tunnels and we kind of, like, go a little out of our way, and there's almost like a hostage exchange situation with some of the other Giddy girls.
I'm going to say you didn't contact the other Giddy girls. Okay. I think it would make sense. You would just like
drop
her
off. Yeah, okay. Somewhere. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, they don't like us.
Yeah.
They just try to kill us again.
That would be an ambush situation. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are like riding through the tunnels at extremely slow speeds. And Mo is, I think, in the back with you. I think you've probably like tied her onto the skimmer or something. Like she's like can't get out right now. And she says, it really fucking sucks that I gotta ride my own skimmer out here and I'm never gonna see it again. God, that blows. You're pathetic. I can't even say fuck you. The slicers, like, what is that? You don't even slice people.
One of us does.
All right. Because you killed my sister. She looks over at Enla with her eyes, like, dead. And you're like, oh.
It was less of a slicing, more of a stabbing. But sure.
All right, guys, let's not make this worse.
I'm just trying to make sure she says what the correct... Whatever, it's fine.
Take things like really specific about the way she wants people to know she killed someone.
Nothing if not pedantic.
That's in the back of Tank's mind from now on.
Tank, you have heard some rumors of someone, a mysterious person named Shank, who's an out of control serial killer in Bugtown. You're like, huh. One red thread appears on the bulletin board of your mind. Mo says, like, okay, are we done? Like, what do you...
Well, yeah, but you said you would give us some stuff before we let you go.
Yeah. So you're really just going to leave me here to die, like, in the tunnels by myself? Like, you're not even going to let me, like, take the skimmer back?
Well, we need the skimmer.
Yeah, but I also need it.
No, you don't. You can walk through the tunnels.
If your reputation is what you say it is, then you should be able to survive these tunnels fine on foot.
Exactly.
So fucking smug. What's up with you, Bluehead? What's your deal?
Just give us what we need and we'll undo your bindings.
All right, so I got a skimmer pass. Take that, show it to Merc, he'll be fine. And, you know, just make sure that whenever you're dealing with them that you're just really pro, okay? Really on top of your shit. Because if they sense weakness, they'll eat you alive. She's looking at Enla.
But they didn't eat you alive.
No. Funny, isn't it? It's almost like I'm a survivor.
That's big talk for somebody who's tied up on their former
Let's
skimmer.
Let's not make this worse.
I literally wanted to break out into, I'm a survivor, I'm not going to give up. Inlet takes offense to you, like, well, I'm a survivor too. And staring back down.
Yeah, we'll say, you also said something about the juice list.
Tank breaking the tension.
Yeah. Mo looks at you and says, like, right, okay, well, I think as soon as you let me go, then I will, you know, that will indicate goodwill, because I've already given you the thing that I said I would give you, and so if you would just sort of untie me and let me walk away, then we can part as equals.
If I let you walk away, then... Are you going to shout the juice list at me?
What? Yeah, I'm going to yell it really loud. It's going to blow out the microphone. It's going to be fine.
It sounds like you're trying to play a fast one, so why don't you just give me that now? You have no leverage.
Can you hit us with a, I'm not a business guy?
I'm not a businessman, but I don't think you have any leverage in this negotiation.
That went into Cousin Greg.
I don't think you have any leverage in this.
Okay, it's Big Eve Boulder with High Life Adventure Tours, but he's off planet a lot, so you really got to catch up with him. So, Happy, you're never going to be able to afford him, you're never going to be able to find him, so there you go.
You said Big Leaf Boulder?
Big Eve Boulder.
Big Eve Boulder.
And it's Eve like French, like Y-V-E-S.
Okay, yeah. Fancy.
Like French. Actually, yeah, France doesn't exist in this universe, but French does. Yeah, there we go.
It makes the whole dressing situation really confusing.
Damn.
The nice thing is Helica doesn't have dairy, so they can't have French dressing. They only have French, the language.
Yeah. Whew, thank God we avoided that confusion.
Thank God all of our world building is internally consistent. You know, just like absolutely nothing about it that is a little bit uncanny. Yeah. All right, so you have gotten a good thing to write down, Big Eve Boulder with High Life Adventure Tours. That's your clue there. All right, do you let her go? Important moment here. You're at a crossroads. You could kill her. Connie, like, you feel the little knife in your pocket, just real sharp, real small, and you're like, it would be so fucking easy. Like, and you know, like, the way she's looking at Enla, you're like, she's gonna kill Enla, like, 100%. Like, you are absolutely sure that's what's coming. So Mo's like, all right, Big Eve Boulder, and then we're good, right? So you can just untie me, and I will leave.
And what's stopping you from killing us?
Tank is writing it down.
Tank, it feels like a burning bright spot in your mind. Like, you just have this vision. It's like an angelic, like, oh, like the buffest, biggest person, like impossibly wide, swole beyond reckoning, just like a, like floating in midair, crackling with the power of the juice. And you're like, Big Eve Boulder. Yeah.
I write it on my hand.
With what? Using what material?
We have charcoal pens, probably, yeah, right?
You write it on your hand in charcoal, it immediately smears. Anyway, Mo Gedi's like, and let me leave.
How can we guarantee that you're not going to come back for retribution?
Fair's fair, right? You got me, so we call it even, right? Equals.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Seems fair. I'm going to pull out my knife, my nice knife that I got from Halberd. And her hands, I assume, are tied in front of her, right?
I think so.
I'm just going to say, you attacked us. You ambushed us in our home. I don't think that's forgivable. And I'm going to go for this step.
Tank is going to try to stop and tackle Connie.
Shit. Okay.
Tank's big enough. I think that absolutely happens.
I don't like PvP, so yeah. Yeah. Okay, Tank, what do you do?
What are you doing?
She tried to kill us. We got what we needed.
Okay, we also tried to kill them.
That's not how this started. We simply stole their stuff. If they stole something of ours, that would be fair game. But they tried to kill us. They tried to kill me.
I was killed in self-defense.
Exactly. And we left loose ends. One other one to tie up.
Look, we said we were going to let her go. I think it's important to stick to our word.
She is the only one who would know. No one's going to find a body in the tunnels.
The Lottie. Weave would know.
Damn. Connie, how does this strike you?
I think about who I'm meant to be.
Is this a thread you're willing to cut, Connie?
I dropped the knife. I think you got me on the ground.
Oh, shit!
That's so good!
That's so good!
Internally, is this who I want to be? I don't think this is who I want to be.
Lottie, what are you doing right now?
Lottie, for this entire conversation, would probably be clutching her arm that is in a sling because it was hurt by this woman and is just totally on board with her death because she's feeling a little bit of malice towards her.
I think you were at, like, the front of the skimmer. Like, all this is happening at the back and you're just kind of watching, like, oh, boy.
Just kind of glaring at her, like...
Yeah.
Like, if I speak up, I'm just going to say stab her. So,
yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Connie, you've dropped the knife. Mo looks at you, Tank, and you see that flicker. Like, she's been very tough through all this. She's just been in a locker for over 24 hours. And she looks not rattled, but, like, you get that moment of sincere clarity. You just saved her life just there. And, like, she remembers that. So, you guys untie her?
Yeah. Tank's going to pick up the knife and cut her loose.
Yeah, you cut her loose. She doesn't wait. She doesn't say anything.
Wait, she just sprints.
Like, she...
Wait, I was going to give you a coupon. Why am I getting free? What topping pizza? She runs back. She grabs the coupon and runs back away.
Cannon. Somewhere, somehow, Halberd is like, fuck, Tank's giving out coupons. We can't afford that. All right.
He's the only one who doesn't work for this.
Did he make the coupons himself?
Yeah. 100%.
They're hand drawn.
Yeah. And they probably say from Tank at the bottom.
It's got like a smiley on it, like yee.
Trying to drum up business.
Yeah. But yeah, all right. So Tank, you've got the knife. What do you? I don't know. What do you say to Connie or anything?
I like flip it so I'm holding it by the blade, and I I hand it back to Connie. And
I'll solemnly put it back in its like hidden compartment that's probably somewhere in the chest area, and bring my eyes back up and go, all right, we got a job to do. Back on the skimmer.
Yeah! All right, and zoom, we whoosh out of the flashback, back into the tunnels. Who has this skimmer pass? Who would have been holding on to it?
It would make sense. Whoever, Lottie's probably driving.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll hold on to it.
I love how you're just the de facto driver. Yeah, yeah. Right.
I drove once.
So, Lottie, this skimmer pass, as she called it, it's like a leather medallion. It's like how cop badges are in 90s movies, you mm-hmm. know? So it's leather on the back, and it's got a crest on the front of, like, a skimmer bird. And so you, like, with no fear, like, moving slow, acting cool, you just zoom up to this checkpoint. And this guy waves at you, goes, howdy! And we see a guy who is bright red, skin completely red. Like, you have no idea if this is tattoos or juice burns or what. And he's got little devil horns that you're like, okay, that's a body modification. Like, you know, like, people don't have devil horns. And he goes, like, howdy, what's your name, stranger? What's going on?
Hi, it's Lottie. Love the horns.
Thank you. I do too. Yeah.
Lottie's gonna make like a little show of like holding up her badge, like trying to seem like she's done this before.
Oh, you're in the family. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just passing through.
So what? Are you like new shipment people, or like what's the who got a badge? Like, where'd you get your medallion? Or.
Yeah, I'm new. I've just been kind of taking deliveries, mostly to the back this way. But this is the first time they've got me and the crew kind of coming all the way up the tunnel.
Yeah, where'd you get your medallion, though? This is a moment. Like, this is a, you got to roll something here. Mm-hmm. You got to make a decision about what you're going to say.
Yeah, let me think for a moment. This is the Skimmer's Trust, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it would be a pass issued by the Skimmer's Trust for like some sort of business to operate,
basically,
right?
It's like taxi cab like, medallions where it's like...
Yeah, yeah, it's not like we're trying to pretend we're in the Skimmer's Trust. It's like...
No, mm-hmm. Yeah. If I just showed up with a new taxi cab medallion, it would be like, that came from somewhere, you know? Yeah. Like, so that's what he's asking. He's like, where'd you get it, you know?
I'm actually going to play a little close to the truth here. I'm going to say, so the Tender Mercy's been having a little bit of trouble getting their deliveries reliably lately. So we're just the backup in that regard, bringing some stuff that couldn't make it through the normal channels.
I like it. I like it. Damn, those bougie fucks.
They got a lot of money up there.
Damn, right? I love to see them eating shit. Hell yeah, brother. Hey, tell you what. You tell them old Mercs said hi, all right? They hate my ass. That's fine.
Will do.
A lot of you good people. You keep an eye out there, all right? Hey, there's a bunch of fox fingers, like, between here. Are you going north? Where are you? Which way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, there's fox fingers, like, big hive. Watch out.
You guys all right? They've been bothering you too much?
I mean, yeah, we don't like go there, but yeah, I mean, you know, stay fresh, I guess.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, Sláinte, baby. See ya.
Sláinte.
I'm going to say that I don't even know if there was a roll necessary because you told the truth and you had a pass. Like, you kind of like, you rolled for it when you spent the stress, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm okay.
It was too stress for a flashback.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're heading further north, deeper into the tunnels. Did you bring the gunk snake? What do you got?
Oh, yeah. My gunk snake is just always in my pocket at this point.
Oh, no.
I can't remember what I named it.
I think you said Goliath.
Goliath, yes. Yeah, Goliath and I are basically inseparable. But he just kind of stays in, like, one of my, like, pants pockets. But he is a backup weapon if I need him.
You see his big fat head just like poking up. Just like
while when Edla needs to deploy him, she just opens up a can of fake peanuts and he screams out.
Exactly. Yeah. How did you know? I pull him out of my pocket while we're in the skimmer and just kind of like I'm petting it, like using one finger to just pet on his head.
This is not a domesticated snake. Like, no. This thing is just sort of like, like, I don't know. It's just.
But I know how to wrangle them.
Yeah.
I gotta wrangle them.
You wrangle the fuck out of the snake. Yeah. All right. So you guys are zooming through the tunnels. Big, nice tunnels. You see a couple other checkpoints with folks. You just hold up your badge every time and they like wave. Like, they're kind of assuming that you cleared the big checkpoint. So whatever. And you make it all the way down to this big open space, which is. It's concrete. It's kind of like, it's a dome. It's like a Quonset hut kind of vibe. Like hard-packed earth ground, really well cared for. It looks tidy. You see crates. You see stuff stacked up. You see people coming and going. They're in uniform. Crisp little uniform, dark green. You see people with guns. Connie, you would immediately know this is Contigo security. These are the people who are watching the loading bay for the Tender Mercy. So as you like come into this clearing, people immediately are, you know, people notice you, people stop, people are looking at you. The two guys with guns are like right on you. So, mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
I do want to point out that I think is Tank, as we get into the, like, the upper chips section, he has a hoodie on, but it's obviously a crop top and a cutoff. but he still has the hood, and he like puts it up and
damn,
yeah, trying to obscure his face a little bit.
I think
also are your masks on? Like you are outside technically. Like
I
this
think
isn't
so.
Ventilated. Yeah. Okay. Just for my own mental picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got masks on. We got a bunch of visually crazy people. What are we doing?
Guys, we're getting noticed.
Yeah. Again, they won't raise a finger, hopefully. I'll just quickly talk to the Contigo security people and say, hey, we're just doing a backup late delivery for the Tender Mercy. Can we just get through this door?
You're going to have to roll for that, buddy. Also, we're calling this desperate standard. This is a desperate roll. It is a standard reward.
Yep,
there you go.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, you can mark your XP as well.
Ooh, I love getting XP and resolve. Okay, I'll say the shipment is late already. Do you really want that being on you that the Tender Mercy doesn't get their fresh produce?
Give me a roll.
Persuade, desperate standard. That's a crit.
Holy shit!
Double sixes to me!
First crit of the game, baby.
Damn! Oh, the siren goes off. Cha-ching! Wow!
Hey, I did the thing I was good at, and I was actually good at it.
So, all right, so you're going to nail it. What's the one extra thing you say that really pushes it over the edge? You're looking at these two guys. They're, like, put together. They got crisp suits on. They got, it looks like standard gear, which is pretty crazy. Like, honestly, having matching standardized anything is, like, a big class marker here. So these guys, like, they got nice haircuts. They're put together. They're looking at you, this, like, scrappy dude on his weird skimmer. What do you say?
I think the easiest thing is most people who don't have standard gear on wouldn't have name tags.
Oh!
So I know their names, and I know exactly who to blame for when we're late.
Yeah. Devin and Natalie, and those names are.
I had one, and then
I'd love to punt it over to you guys, and the dodgeball just hits you in the face.
One of them's called Michael, but it's spelled with a K, and the A and E are backwards.
Mikael. That's beautiful.
But he still pronounces it Michael.
The other is Stanifer.
Okay. So Michael and Stanifer, I'm sure Merrick will be really happy to learn that you two were the ones responsible to keep the Tender Mercy's shipment delayed for this long.
Nice. Okay, they look at you, your death gleam in your eye. They look at the pod, which they've seen these before. This is, like, normal. And they're just like, okay, right this way, sir. And they wave you. So somebody waves at a guy, and somebody hits a button, and a big chain link gate just like goes rolling up. And you guys are into the inner outer part of the Tender Mercy. This is a real, like, loading bay. This is the inside of the warehouse. You see stuff being, like, unpacked and moved around. You see, what are those called, like a forklift or a jack or whatever, just picking stuff up. People are looking at you quizzically, like, do we grab that? Or, like somebody on a forklift, like, sort of wanders over, like, hey, can I help you unload, or what's the...
No, this is a sensitive bit of...
Hey! And you see, like, rushing down some stairs towards you guys, you see the most rumpled man in the world. This guy, oh boy, he's rumpled. he looks like in a 90s movie when you've got the cop who is made of mostly cocaine, and he's tired, and he's like Al Pacino, but cheaper. Like, we see that guy. So
Al Pacino, but cheaper.
God, Heat's such a good movie.
So this guy... he looks rumpled, he looks tired, he's like middle-aged, but you just take one look at him and you're like, oh, okay, he's the real deal. Like, you got that vibe of violence on him where he's just like, he'll kill y'all right now, he doesn't care. Like, and he says, who are you? What is this?
This is your pod, I take it. It's a pod that we retrieved for you because the Giddy Girls were too incompetent.
Okay, give me some kind of roll here. Are you going aggro or are you going friendly?
I'm definitely going friendly.
Okay.
Like, I'm saying, yeah, we're the people who got this for you since we care about your business. And the Giddy Girls fucked it up.
All right. So we're going to call this...
Charm?
Risky standard.
Oh.
That's a 3. That's a fail.
Okay. So he just pulls out this long, lean gun and fires right next to you. It doesn't hit you. It was on purpose. This is a warning shot. But he's just like, it's so fast. There's no hesitation. Connie, the whole world just like slows and you feel your heart and your chest. And like, have you been this close to being shot at before? Like,
no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had a gun this close to me like that.
Yeah, like long, lean gun, like beautiful gun, expensive gun. And like that death and that beauty is just like, oh, fuck. Yeah, Tank, someone just pulled a gun on your buddy.
Like, whoa. Hey, man, I thought maybe we could negotiate some better terms for your business. The Giddy Girls, they fucked up, all right? And I think we can beat them in the marketplace with our services. Better service for less. Increase your profit margins. What say you, sir?
Inlo jumps in and is like, we are businessmen. We want to help.
You hear another voice say, all right, let's take a moment, take a breath, all right? And descending the stairs after Merrick, we see a woman who looks real good. She is wearing this, like, very well-tailored, like, asymmetric outfit. They're like, ooh, you know. And she's got very complicated braids in her hair. She is a little bit kitted out. Like, you see a very small, like, shoulder holster that's got some kind of weapon in it. But she's also got a clipboard or something equivalent. Like, it looks digital. You're not really sure what it is. And she's wearing little kitten heels, like, you know, she looks together, and you're immediately getting a sense of management off this woman. And she says, okay, so I suppose that you have done away with the Giddy Girls, or what is this? Who are you?
We didn't do away with them. They came after us, but no, we are here because we wanted to bring you your pod back.
Simply put, the Giddy Girls, when they were trying to retrieve your deliveries, as they want to do, they lost their radio transponder, and so they couldn't find it. And we took this opportunity to get you what was rightfully yours.
Okay. So we're starting two clocks here. We're starting a 6 clock called Convincing Shritha. That is the clock that you need to fill for this. You rolled real bad so far, so you have no ticks in it at present. Mm-hmm. There is also a 6 clock called Merrick Convinces Shritha. This clock is 3 full. So just so you know, that's
3 out of 4.
3 out of 6. So Merrick says, like, I mean, come on, dude, we can do this in-house. Like, why do we need, like, he's talking to her now. Like, he's ignoring you completely. He's just like, these fucking jokers. We never needed people to do pickups. We can do pickups. Like, so this side conversation's happening. This woman is looking out at you. She's got, like, brown skin. She looks real calm and collected. This is an unusual type of person to you. You have never seen a rich woman before, maybe. So.
Yeah. I've got an angle again.
Ooh. But, you haven't made a roll on her yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think since we all talked to Shritha just now, mm-hmm. that could be a group action, right?
I would take that, yeah. Except Lottie. Lottie's got to say something.
Lottie didn't talk to her.
No, I actually did have some way that I thought Lottie could jump in. Kind of like the angle of, like, because he just said that, like, yeah, we have people or whatever, right? To try to, like, get around that, I feel like a really good opportunity would be to, like, take advantage of the fact that we're, like, injured and be like, yeah, this is what happens to the people who go out there. You want that to happen to your people?
I had another angle for the same thing. Is I know for a fact from Mark that they are short-staffed.
That's true. Lottie's going to speak up after Merrick says that and say, listen, none of us here are trying to say we're more capable than the excellent staff you've got here. But look at us. I've got a broken arm and a big swollen-up snake bite. Like, we're not doing great, and the Giddy Girls are worse off, I'll tell you that much. You don't want that happening to your people. That's why you send other people out, don't you?
And not to mention, I know from some of my friends who are part of Contigo that you happen to be short-staffed right now. So some of the people here may as well be the B team. And then the people who you send out getting injured on top of that, I don't want you to have staffing issues when you can just outsource this to someone more capable.
Merrick says to you, hey, I don't hire B-team, but Shritha is looking thoughtful. Please make a group role. Who is leading this group action? Probably Connie, right?
I think so. Do we want to persuade? Is that...
That sounds like what you're doing. Yeah, it's not charming. It's persuading. Okay. Yeah.
Persuade, group action. I think everyone touched on this, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is risky standard.
3, 2, 5, 6. God, no two sixes?
No two sixes.
Okay, but we did get 1 6.
Damn, okay.
And I got 5.
Okay, 6, 5, 3. And then I take 2 stress, don't I, from...
Yeah, okay.
I'm 0 on stress, so I'm fine.
Yeah,
he's chilling. Okay. He's vicious, but chilling.
So we did get a 6 on that, though.
Yeah, that's 2 ticks on convincing Shreetha. So Shreetha cocks her head, and she's making a lot of eye contact with Connie. He's the leader of this little crew, it seems. She kind of smiles. She says, all right, so you've taken care of it then? It's in good shape. Shall we take a look?
Please. We haven't touched it. We haven't tried to open it or anything.
Okay. All right.
Fucking lie. I love that you said that away from me.
You know that Connie's lying, actually.
Yes, I do know for a fact that he's lying.
So we see some employees wander over and, like, tap a code into it, and we see this... Like it...
I gotta examine. What is the code? Ooh, I gotta know, right?
Ooh, okay. Give me a roll, actually. Yeah.
Examine.
Yeah, okay, examine. So we're gonna call this controlled standard.
This cannot fail. I don't fuck us up. Okay, that's a 4.
That's a 4. So that's success with complication, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is fun. The code, you get it, you feel it, you're just like, yes! Okay, and it's 66482.
I have a question. So yeah. When it's like a controlled like risk level, does that lower the...
That lowers how bad it can get. Like, nothing bad happens if, like, Connie doesn't see a code being entered, you know?
Okay.
So, like, something bad could happen. Well, for instance, the thing that happens is this, because you did get a complication. So, the pod, like, opens up. Dry ice steam comes out. The pod opens. Tank, you've never seen so much meat in your life. Like, this is more protein than you had even imagined. It's a beautiful, like, blood red, marbled, incredible, like, these little jewels. Like, you'd know also that this is all safe and clean because it's from off-world. Your chops are watering. Your body, like, you take a step forward without even realizing it. You have now the condition... Hungry. you would really like to get some meat out of this. So, yeah, that is your complication. Tank wants meat.
Be strong, Tank. I know it's hard.
Lottie's actually repulsed by actual food.
She wants to eat the door off.
She doesn't want the food, but she sympathizes with your hunger.
Yeah, she looks at the pod. She's like, looking pretty good.
Yeah, Lottie's having the exact same experience, but for everything that's not the meat.
Yeah. Shreetha looks over with a calculating eye, and she's like, all right, that's nice. It's all there. So what's to stop me from killing all of you right now and just taking it? I have my people here, and you look around and you see guys with guns, and you see Merrick, like, his feet are wide, like he's planted, you know? And so, yeah, this is another role.
I think I would say in response to that is, well, you could do that. Nothing's stopping you. But you already had a deal with the Giddy Girls that presumably was worth your time, otherwise you wouldn't have made such a decision. And we've done their job better. And potentially for cheaper. We could do it again, but we can't do that if we're dead.
Lottie, give me a roll. This is desperate standard. Well, you know what? I should have said, this is a time where you could take a devil's bargain or you could push yourself, like, because I just gave you a desperate roll.
What is the bargain?
She's going to ask a favor of you and you're not going to like it.
Is it like she asked me to do a favor and I have to accept before she tells me, or like what?
Basically, the cost of this maneuver is going to be that you have to do this favor.
Yeah.
Is it like a favor you can call upon at any time?
No.
Oh. So it's just immediate favor.
Yeah.
Okay. No Lucifer rules. Okay.
Well, right now the alternative feels like bullets. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you take an extra dice on your roll for this. And then if you want to push yourself, you could take stress to get even more.
I could try to assist.
Yeah, you could. So she asked, why shouldn't I kill you right now? Lottie gave a strong answer. Like, you're making convincing arguments now. Connie, it occurs to you that this is not really about the logistics of, like, there's some kind of emotional component here that you need to figure out.
Lottie's covered the logistical aspect. I think I'm going to cover the sort of reputation side.
Okay. Where
I will say, what sort of reputation would the Tender Mercy have if someone, if a good citizen just trying to help them ends up dead on the ground? I don't think that that's very good for business. Especially after your whole kerfuffle with the Giddy Girls. I'm sure they have a choice words to say about you after this.
Cool. Okay, so you're lending a dice to Lottie's roll. So, yeah. Lottie, you're up to 3 dice here.
Yeah.
Just flinging.
Do you want me to keep the roll result from that first die I rolled?
No. Let's do it again, because I should have queued you up for that first.
Okay. So that's 3 dice? One from the bargain, one from you helping?
Yes.
And then my persuade roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's terrible. What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that didn't go well at all.
Is
that's
6 total anything?
Oh my god. For the listeners at home, Natalie rolled the dice and a ghost came out and said, "You suck."
They were all 2s.
They were all 2s. That you could resist some consequences here. Some consequences here are we're going to tick Merrick's clock. So that's one consequence. The other consequence is... Goliath the Gunk Snake is going to launch himself at Shrietha.
I'm obsessed with this, yes. I don't know how he gets the momentum, but I'm into it.
Yeah, well, you snakes can coil, you know, out of that peanut can that he lives in.
That's right, it's a peanut can.
Yeah.
I have to resist at least one. Mm-hmm. If he's already 3 out of 6, I gotta stop that from going further.
Okay.
Not while we're behind his clock. So I'm gonna resist that one.
You're going to allow Goliath?
Can I resist Goliath leaving
nope,
my pocket?
No,
because it was my role. I don't know if I have the stress to do 2 resists. But,
yeah.
We'll see what happens after the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to roll...
So it's the column of...
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Resolve, probably.
Oh, well, I have great skills in resolve, so a lot of dice.
Okay.
Wow, still bad rolls. I got a 3.
All right, you take 3 stress. Shrietha remains unconvinced. However, as you are speaking... There's no warning. There's no sound at all. The gunk snake strikes as silent as the wind. And we see a snake just launching itself towards Shrietha. She is going to lunge backwards. Goliath is loose. He's on the loose. Enla, your beloved pet is... Yeah, like whoever wants to can do something here. Otherwise, Merrick's going to shoot it. So, yeah.
No, Goliath, no, no, no. Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I haven't let you play for all day today. I'm so sorry. I've been a bad pet parent. I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I'm like just following him around the floor, like trying to catch him.
You need to roll and move quick because otherwise this snake will die.
So I guess this is scrounge.
Oh.
Or touch.
I think I'd call it touch to like grab your snake out of the...
Grab my snake. It's like kind of like scrounging around for him. But yeah, okay, fine. Touch works. I got a 6.
Oh my god. Okay.
I get Goliath. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I put him back in my pocket.
Okay, so what happens is the craziest moment of your life so far, where, you know, you're in this heated negotiation. Snake launches itself at Shrietha. Merrick goes for the gun, like the wind. Enla just, like, hand snaps out, grabs it in midair. It's like, I'm so sorry. And then just, like, stuffs it in her pocket.
We're still getting used to each other. It's a newer pet parenting situation. My apologies.
Shrietha is off balance. Her stance is a little bit like, but you. She's looking at this, and you see something new on her face, and she likes it. She likes what she just saw. And Connie, you're like, oh, we need to. Caricatures. like that's what she has been looking for. Is like she didn't hire the Giddy Girls because they were the best people at the job. She hired them because they marketed, you know.
So, capitalism. Yeah.
So yeah, you're gonna get on your 6, you're gonna tick one on convincing Shrietha. So congrats.
Merrick, Shrietha, you've been very kind. Can you give me a moment to reprimand my crew for that outburst?
Merrick respects this. He's like, mm-hmm. Shrietha hasn't said anything yet. Yeah.
All right, huddle up, huddle up.
Hi, guys. I'm really sorry. I don't know how he got
Goliath
out.
Goliath also sticks his head in the huddle.
I'm like just holding him in my hand. Yeah.
Okay, wait. There was something really awesome that happened there.
That was awesome?
Honestly, no, but for some reason, they think so. So, She seems to want us to be the way rich people see us, the way they make little shows about us.
Okay, okay.
So we were trying too hard to be them. We have to try harder to be a worse version of ourselves.
Roger that.
And, like, you immediately flash to that mural of you covered in blood, shake, shake. You're just like, ugh.
I'm like, all right.
Does anyone have any ideas?
I think we can play into some of my, I mean, I already, like, tamed Goliath, right? But, like, I could pull out my knives and just do my, like, shake, shake.
Oh, God.
This seems risky, but I can always pitch my side business.
Very true. Okay, this is good.
I've got more coupons.
This is why I love you guys. I'm the most proper one among us. I'm not like a rich person by any stretch, but I don't know how to play all this.
Can I just say how fucking funny it is to be like, I need to reprimand my subordinate, and then you all go in for a football huddle, and you're like, yeah.
And then, as we're breaking the huddle, I'll give like Edla like a slap on the back of the head, you know, like pretending it was a reprimand.
Yeah. You turn back.
And Le pulls out two knives.
Like, what? Immediately.
Like Goliath, and she just pulls them out and just like just playing with them. She's not like stabbing anything. Yeah. She's just like playing with them, like butterfly knife.
You're twirling one on your finger. The other one's a butterfly knife. Right. Just, like, yeah.
Just fucking with them.
Lottie's gonna go and say, so I know we've made a great case for our capacity to get the job done, but you don't seem convinced completely. What if we offered extra benefits alongside. We do have a wide array of talents that we can perform services with.
Oh, such as what?
Well, I am quite the talented botanist, if you know what I mean.
I really don't.
You don't?
No. A lot of props.
She means drugs. But like really cool ones.
Lottie's probably just going to grab like a bag of manja out of one of her pouches and be like, can always increase your selection of goods.
Inla finds like a little like beetle on the ground and like throws one of her knives at it.
Do you hit it really
good? Yeah, perfect, perfect.
Yeah! Okay. Looks so cool. Merrick like jumps like. Alright, this is gonna be the last roll. We're deciding this right now. So I think we have a group roll with Lottie and Enla. And Tank, yeah. Anybody want to touch this? You're leading the group roll.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could touch it a little bit. I'm gonna use one of my load to get rare spirits and just pull out a bottle of something to be drinking in the background.
I'm gonna say it's actually in a can of spray paint, and so you have to like just like spray it into your mouth. And it's like, it's this alcohol, it's like grappa, like it's such high proof that like you just open it and everyone's eyes start watering. It's like, oh.
Sorry, just a bit of liquid confidence for tough negotiation.
All right, Lottie, go for it.
Is it still persuade or am I trying to charm at this point?
I think now it's a charm. Okay. Yeah, I think he did it.
Awesome. Here goes. I got 4 and a 5.
I got a 1.
I'm abstaining.
Okay. All right. No charms. Okay.
A 5 and you take 2 stress.
Okay.
Can I take stress for Lottie?
We do since have trust.
We have trust.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. What does it look like in character?
While Lottie's giving her pitch, she's like, the stress is starting to overwhelm her. She's like starting to break in her voice a little bit, and Tank picks up on it.
I'm just going to walk up next to Lottie and just pat on the head.
In response to that, Lottie's going to feel like a bit more reassured and just kind of be like, and look, we've even got great muscle to get the job done.
I'm flexing, imposing like I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Incredible. Your calves are not as good as his, though. And his calves are famously bad. So, yeah.
That makes me feel bad. Outside of the game.
No! So sorry. Huh. We end our real life friendship.
Do I take half the stress, or?
You can split it up however you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Do you want 2 or do you want 1?
I will take whatever you want to give me.
Then you please take both of them.
Okay. All right. So Shrita's looking at this array, and she's looking at you guys, and there's just this little smile, and she thinks you're so funny. Connie, this hits for you in particular that, like, she thinks you're so funny and so cute, and like, and that this is part of the story of the Tender Mercy, is that they source the most dangerous meats out from the waste, and isn't it wild and wacky? And you look over, and Lottie's arm is very much broken, and this gunk snake really could kill you if you hadn't treated it, you know? And I don't know, it's just a strange moment, like, to be impressing this woman with, like, the clown show of your life, you know? Yeah, and Tritha says, you know, I really can't argue with results. I will thank you so much for this. Wow, it's a relief to see a different variant than what we grow here. Like, you can
I
tell...
have more samples for the rest of the group here if they would like.
Oh, okay, you're passing out samples.
To the security guards?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you go to pass them out. Like, I think that Tritha's like...
And Tank is falling behind, passing out a coupon to everyone who gets a bag of manga.
I make eye contact.
Going psychic attack right now.
I make eye contact with one guard that like seemed kind of hopeful that I would have gotten to him. Yeah. And I just like I just mouth the word later to him.
You have to like weirdly underhand toss it like in his direction. How can I argue with such a convincing display? All right. Right, I suppose we can work out some kind of a trial basis. So you'll be interested in doing the monthly pickups then, I assume. That's what the Giddy Girls were doing, and of course we do have other work. Do you know, in fact, I think before we give you a radio transponder, there is something I would like you to take care of. We'd like you to source for us a jailbird. And when she says this, the camera crash zooms on Enla's face, and like you are shocked. Zoom! We are way back in the past, and we are seeing jagged shapes glinting in the dark. We're hearing metal scrape on metal. We hear labored breathing. We hear, like, footsteps clanking around. We are climbing on the side of Seltzer Mountain. We are going straight up. There's maybe 10 or 12 of us here. Some of us are family and related. Some of us are random people. But honestly, with the Rovans, when you're here, you're family. Especially Enla. Enla is extremely family because right now she is 7 years old and she is with her people. Enla, what do you look like as a 7 year old?
I mean, I'm just like a little squirt. I'm a little chubby and I got like still have the curls, but there's like, it's more like a little cut, like a, right at my chin instead of like super short.
Oh my God. Okay. Also, it's super dark. Like, it's very late at night. It's like 2 a.m. And you are riding on the shoulders of your Uncle Reddy. Everybody else has big, bulky backpacks on. Reddy got you because he is, like, big and strong and slow and heavy. And so that makes him a very careful climber. So they gave him the wiggly 7-year-old, you know. So you got to climb when you were closer to the bottom. You were climbing on your own. But this climb started hours ago. So it's deep in the night. You are tired. It is high enough that the wind is howling through your hair. You're on the side of a mountain. You can barely see just like little glints of light in the dark. Like, are you scared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 7, yeah.
All right. So Reddy, like, he's like 20 something. He's not older, you know, but he's strong and slow and careful. And on top of like big bulky clothes, he's wearing dozens of silk scarves. They're just wrapped everywhere, all over his limbs, flashing in the wind. They look like the Nick Cave sound suits, if you want to give that a Google. They're very beautiful. And Reddy is saying to you, just really low, so only you can hear it. He's just saying, yeah, I don't know if you remember because you were real little, but last year, Hatchback had eggs in her nest. So we might get to see some babies this time. You know, there's only 7 jailbirds in the whole Southern Reach. So if both our eggs made it, that'd be huge.
But Uncle Reddy, jailbirds are scary.
They're not scary, Bugface. They're just big, okay? I mean, I'm big and I'm not scary, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
But why do we have to climb Seltzer Mountain?
I mean, it's New Year's, so we gotta go see a jailbird.
But why?
I don't really know. It's just kind of... Hey, guys, what do you like about seeing the jailbirds?
I think my favorite part is when we paraglide back down, because I feel like a jailbird myself.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like just seeing the majestic beauty of one of nature's finest beasts. Makes me feel in tune with the planet.
Look at this guy. He's in tune.
Well, for me, I think it's such a lovely tradition to start off the year and, you know, just start off the year with some like coldness on a mountain and then almost dying. It's definitely a way to perk you up. It's a real special thing, too, just to be able to see an animal that, well, really no one else gets to see.
They're so big and so free, and it's so hard to find them. Like, it's crazy they're surviving at all, you know? Like, they're just out there being cool. So if we get to see a jailbird, that's a real good year. And everybody's like, yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! And so you guys are climbing for what feels like forever. Every so often, the group stops to pitch hammocks right off the edge of the mountain, just clamping onto whatever's around. And Enla, the wind is so loud you can't hear yourself think. You were just this little kid on the side of this big mountain, and you're so tired, you're like sandblasted and windswept and crazy. And when you reach the summit, you barely even notice. Reddy just dunks you into a hammock and lets you sleep. You have never been so tired in your life. But your dad shakes you awake right before dawn with a hand clamped over your mouth. You don't panic because you've woken up like that a lot. Like, that's common for living out here. Everybody's being real quiet. They're just creeping around, clambering down on the edge of the summit. And Enla, it's right before dawn. You can just see the sun cresting over the horizon. And you look down and you see everything. You see the whole southern reach. You see Fresco and Tezucal and the shimmering dome over Medallion. You see mist rising off the low point. You see this trash like glinting in the morning sun. How are you feeling?
Wow. It's more than 7-year-old Enla's ever seen.
So Reddy kind of like smacks you and points, and you follow his finger, and maybe a half mile down, you see this gnarled mass of bones, like big fucking rib cages and barbed wire and metal pipes shaped into a nest. And poking up from that nest, blinking lizard slow, you see a jailbird. And even from this far away, you're like, oh my god, she's huge. She's somewhere between like an albatross and a pterodactyl, 9-foot, 12-foot wingspan, big mean beak, it's like a jagged pair of pliers. And the pattern on her back is like a Rorschach test, like black on white. And you really get to see it because she snaps those wings open. And Enla, you stop breathing. It's just crazy. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. And Hatchback leans forward and dives. She makes this piercing, throaty cry. You feel it in the bottom of your stomach.
Wow. I mean, I think she is in awe and completely just enamored with this creature.
Would you say you're in tune?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You're in tune, Enla?
I feel like it, yeah.
She's in tune! Woo!
Wow.
And the silence breaks, and then everybody is whooping and hollering. People are whipping out little flasks, handing it around. Yeah, baby, one more year! We made it! We made it! Happy fucking New Year! And from there, it's the same memory every year. Everybody spends 3 days shooting off fireworks and getting drunk, and then eventually they break out the parachutes and they just ride the fuck back down. They're shooting fireworks the whole time. The whole thing is such an ordeal. It takes forever. Climbing Seltzer Mountain sucks. By the end of it, everybody's cranky and low on resources. But man, you never forgot your first jailbird. You never forgot how it felt to be so small and so tough and so lucky. And so we snap back to the Tender Mercy, and Tritha saying, yes, our chef has developed a really special piece of gastronomy, you know? We're so excited for the chance to serve a real jailbird, you know? I don't think anyone's ever done it.
Why would you want to do that?
No one's ever eaten one. I mean, won't it be fantastic? I mean, they're so lovely, you know? We can only imagine what we'll make with one.
But there's so few of them left, and there's...
Yes, and that's why it's... I'm very glad that you've all agreed to bring me one. So, before we give you the radio transponder, I'd like to see you bring in a jailbird. We've got a VIP coming in sometime next week, and so we would love to have it then. After that, we can talk about your future arrangements.
Enla's just trying not to fuck it up, but she's very upset.
Okay.
Tank has no idea the rarity of this bird, and he's... Yeah, let's go bird hunting.
Tank, thank you. We will get back to you.
Tank cocks his invisible shotgun.
Merrick looks at you with suspicion. Even invisible firearms stress him out.
I guess we're adding bird hunters to our list of services. One jailbird coming right up.
So bird hunting it is. But for the job at hand now, I think we deserve what the Giddy Girls got when they did their deliveries.
Tritha nods. She's like looking at her tablet, and you can tell she's already just like, all right, cool, done. like whatever. She's like, yes, all right, Merrick, if you would take care of that. Thank you so much.
Just as an added little bonus, because this thing would have been lost in the wastes and then probably rotten away if not for us, could we have 4 or 5 ounces of that red meat. Just a small amount. Nothing to upset your business.
Ooh, okay. We're going to call this... Y'all have done extremely well so far, so I'm not going to punish you for this. This is going to be controlled standard. So controlled risk, okay. Standard reward.
Persuade?
Persuade or charm, whatever you think.
Okay. I like persuade because I have more.
Nice. Can't argue with that.
Don't fuck me. That's a 6.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
This is crazy town. You've rolled like nothing but 6s. This is great. And Shritha just looks at you and she's like, fair enough.
Tank starts levitating.
Tank, what kind of cut do you point at? What do you want to get?
Part of a like a real marbled fatty piece of like ribeye.
Oh man.
The best part about giving him the choice is I think Tank is the only one who would know what a good cut of meat actually looks like.
Yeah, Tank. You haven't seen these in so long.
It's been a long time.
It looks like it's out of a fucking magazine. Like, your mouth is actually watering. Like, you can feel the saliva, and you're like, oh. And so Merrick just whips out this crazy Bowie knife and just, like, goes for it. Like, no food safety, whatever. And just hands it to you with a look of, like, disgust. like, he thinks y'all are gross. So it's like, all right, we're done here. 4 credits. That's what the Giddy Girls were getting.
Sounds
Lottie,
good.
He's lying. For the listener at home, Lottie has an ability where no one can lie to her. He's absolutely lying.
It's super cool.
Very helpful.
However, Shritha is walking away, and Merrick is not your buddy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to save that information for the future. I don't think I'm going to challenge Merrick.
Okay.
Right. We don't want to push it. And also, this is more money than we've ever gotten for a job.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Even with the lie.
What is your reaction when you hear 4 credits just among the group?
It looked kind of like, And it's like on a nod. It's like, yeah, that tried to cover up the fact that she was shocked by that.
That could give me like 4 peanuts.
Stop ruling, Tank. You're getting it everywhere.
I won't have to walk the dogs anymore. Or vertebrates, sorry.
Lottie's face is kind of psychic.
But I will, because it's fun. We've developed a bond.
Lottie's face is kind of cycling, because she's kind of thinking, like, that's so much money. But he's lying to me. He's ripping me off. But it's so much money.
With no intervention, Merrick is going to hand Connie 4 credits. 38 minutes of bargaining in universe. We don't care. You get 4 credits. And Tank, you have been handed this incredible ribeye. Are you going to take it home and cook it, or you just go for it? Play your truth, buddy.
I'm literally picturing Tank like salivating.
I know.
He also knows how good it would be cooked, though.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just going to like rip off a little piece of fat.
Oh my God.
And just suck on it.
It tears like, you know, when you pull apart a cheese pizza and it's like stringy, like, oh, just even the, like you listen to the sound it makes. You're like, oh, yeah, you have an incredible meat moment just over by yourself.
Tank is transported to the meat dimension. Wakes up. Where am I?
It's death metal in the back. You see a big ribeye steak just like, welcome, brother!
Are you my god?
I am the god of meat! And you are one with me and I with you!
I've never believed in any sort of deity, but I believe in the meat.
The meat leans down and like does like the Simba thing on your forehead and like smears blood on your forehead and goes like,
Tank, the meat believes in you.
We snap back. Tank is just like a fucking Doberman, just like with saliva everywhere, just like this holding this little shred of fat. Yeah. Anyway.
Did we just create another religion in China?
Yeah.
I'm as a meat warrior now.
As we're driving the skimmer back through the tunnels, I think I'll just say to our group, so that went better than expected, but so are we actually going to hunt a bird?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that. No, I don't want to hurt a jailbird. They're majestic, beautiful, magical creatures. I can't even fathom eating one. It makes you nauseous.
Haven't you killed, like, so many animals?
Tank? Yeah, I kill a lot of animals. I've taken a lot of animals' lives, but jailbirds, they hold a special place in the Rovans. I'm having a hard time.
So, Connie, you're hearing this, and you're feeling those four coins in your pocket, mm-hmm. and you just keep thinking about the way that Shrietha didn't even notice. Like, Shrietha mm-hmm. was just like, whatever, four coins, you know, just threw it away. And it occurs to you, she could have paid you double that. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, it would put no dents.
Yeah.
Well, and we do have one thing to our advantage here. She said it herself. No one's eaten one. They have no idea what to expect.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, leave us a rate and review. Check out our website at hypergallant.com. Thank you to the Drin, the Serfs, Crime of Passing, Perverts Again, and our own Rabbit Sullivan, that's me, for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game, A-State. We're opening the document. We're opening the document. We're going to cut all this later.
That's going at the end.
This document is 65 pages long, okay? Like, I just have a lot of shit in here, okay?
Control F.
Control go fuck yourself.
That's going at the end.